what about that win in terms of its importance today?
Oh, listen, they're all massive games of huge importance at this stage of the season. We all know that. It was important today that we came out and gave the battle and performance that was required. That these type of games are all about. We all know that. We're quite experienced at it. And we knew that Ian Holloway was going to come here today with a fired up Millwall side, and we were going to have to meet that challenge head on. And I think that we did today. So very, very pleased to get the 3 points.
Use the word battle there. It was at times, wasn't it? I think you came out all guns blazing, ready to be in a bit of a scrap this afternoon.
Yeah, we knew that. Listen, this is the Championship, and we know what's at stake, and we know what the fans and everybody expects of us. So today, I think we gave some big performances in vital areas. Defended the edge of the 18-yard box when it was needed. Won the knockdowns, which is needed. So some really good performances today, and what was required to get us over the line in a really another important game.
I suppose the word scrap does do you a bit of a disservice as well, because there was some good football on show today, quality football at times, and you created plenty of chances. That's what you want to see as a management team, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a team managed by our gaffer and coached by myself, I think we'll always endeavour to try and play good football. But sometimes good football is doing what we did today, and sensible football and working smartly and doing what was required to, as I say, get that valuable 3 points today against a Millwall team who are not too far in front of us. So it was really important for all the reasons that we gave a performance like today, and it was a big squad thing, because I think the lads that come off the bench have come on and put in a right shift for us as well.
We in the media, the fans, everyone else seems to really build up these kind of games and say it's a 6-pointer, all those kind of things. Fans will be very nervous of going to the game this evening. Were there nerves in the changing room before you went out this afternoon?
I think we were well aware. Listen, I wouldn't try and kid people on. We're well aware that it was a big game, but we're professional people and we know that we've just got to get out there and concentrate on the job that's at hand and try and make sure that every sort of thing that happens to any individual in the game, we want them to do that well, do it to a good standard, and we know that we've got players that are good enough here that if every one of them are doing that and looking to try and do that, then we'll be fine. So, no, along with the battle on the day, which really, really pleased us, winning the headers and scrapping and the crowd getting right behind us as well, it was a good old-fashioned Championship game, and we're delighted to come out with a victory.
And obviously it's always going to settle you down when you score so early on in the game as well. You seem to respond to the goal as well. You seem to gain confidence and start to really get in your groove after that.
Yeah, I mean, we like I say, we knew, we sort of preempted what type of game it was going to be, and it was windy, and the pitches at this time of year are bumping bubbly, but you've just got to be good at their kind of conditions and good under their kind of circumstances, and I think that we were today. We did what was required, and like I say, we're absolutely delighted to collect all 3 points.
I know it's not always about pinpointing individual performances, but you had some really big players out there today, didn't you? The likes of Dale Jennings, who really had the quality when you needed it, I suppose, and those in the middle as well, and Jim O'Brien's goal justified his performance. You could go through the whole team and look at a lot of individuals today.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, there's different ways to win a game of football, and if what was required today, we knew that. I think all the players have came today with that in mind and knowing that we have to be good at the winning their first headers, winning their knockdowns, going putting Millwall under pressure as much as possible and hunting them down, and when we get the opportunity, take their chances. But like I say, and I keep saying, we're absolutely delighted with the 3 points. Listen, we know there's still a long way to go, but there's a long way to go for everybody. And we're going to make sure that we keep our focus on what we do and take on the next challenge, which is next Saturday, but make sure tonight we're going to enjoy the victory.
Have you looked at the table or the results?
I haven't, no, because I'm all day, I won't lie to you. I mean, we've got to, we're professionals, but the most important thing for all yours concerned in Barnes of the day was us taking care of business and getting 3 points.
But I suppose you look at it and think, if Millwall had have won today, you could have been 7 points off safety. You winning, your 2 points off safety. People talk about 6 points. You know, it actually was, wasn't it, when you look at it in those terms, when you could have been so far.
I wish we did get 6 points. That would be very nice to play with Joker and collect 6 points for it. No, I know what you mean. They've dropped 3 points, we've gained 3 points, but like I say, we won't lose our focus here. We've done this before, and we're well aware, we're experienced of what's required to take on every game, every half, if you like. We've done this before, and we won't lose any composure and just make sure we try and keep focused on the job at hand, and that's next Saturday now.
Seem very committed and professional to sort of see out those last 15-20 minutes as well, when they're inevitably going to put on more attack-minded players as they did. You seem to cope with everything that came your way.
Well, listen, I know Ian Holloway as well as anybody. I know him for many, many years. And if he can get 14 strikers on, he'll stick as many on as possible. So we were aware of that. And we knew that the back four were going to have to be good. And the lads in front were going to have to do their jobs well. They did that. And when we needed the front players to hunt down their back four and sort of stop them putting the balls in behind us, they did that today. So everything that we expected, Millwall didn't disappoint. We're delighted, like I say, to claim our 3 points.
Jacob Mellis obviously came off at half-time. What's the matter?
Well, he's not played a lot of football. We're delighted he got 45 minutes under his belt. He's not played for sort of 3 weeks, and he's not played any football except for what we do in training. And sort of where the games have been probably last week, we haven't done a lot of training ourselves. So he's maybe a wee bit short of match fitness, but to get him 45 minutes under his belt and then Doss to come on and put a performance on that he did shows that every one of the squads is very, very committed, and when they come on they know that the jobs they've got to do, and I thought Dawson when he came on was outstanding.
And everyone else has come out unscathed?
Yeah, we're fine. Like you usually find after a victory, that the physiotherapist becomes pretty much redundant, so he'll be pleased with that. But like I say, it was important we got the 3 results for 3 points for a lot of reasons, and the Barnsley fans can get home very happy, and that makes us happy.